about using these polygraph tests. The spokesperson for the department tells CBS News that these polygraph tests have been going on for at least 3 weeks.
Crews have been battling several brush fires on New York's Long Island. It's creeping out into the Hamptons, as CBS New York's Alicia Reed reports.
Law enforcement is helping with road closures, and residents are being urged to follow instructions as crews continue to work. Two commercial structures have been destroyed.
This is something that we're going to have to watch probably over the next few days.
One firefighter was injured. We're told he is expected to be okay.
To Washington, where there are job fairs being held for government workers who are now without jobs. CBS's Nicole Killian on those fairs and the number of those out of work so far.
Since DOGE's creation, more than 28,000 federal employees have been terminated, according to a CBS News tracker. Fearing they could be next, some workers attended a job fair Saturday outside of the nation's capital.
Many of us may be fired illegally. We're still going to have to pay the bills.
A tariff tit-for-tat between the U.S. and Canada. Our Ed O'Keefe is in Ottawa and hears from the Prime Minister.
Starting Monday, the Premier of Ontario is moving ahead with his own tariffs on electricity sold to millions of Americans south of the border.
It's an economic war, and that he's declared on his closest friends. And for what reason?
For Canadians, it's no joke.
The excuse that he's giving for these Paris tariffs today of fentanyl is completely bogus. What he wants is to see a total collapse of the Canadian economy, because that'll make it easier to annex us.
The Los Angeles Lakers entered Saturday's marquee battle with the Boston Celtics, riding an 8-game winning streak, but an injury could sideline LeBron James for weeks. He was ruled out for the game with a left groin strain.
Not much concern. Obviously, we're going day to day, look at it each day, see if it gets better, and then take the proper measurements and see.
It came as James drove to the basket against Jaylen Brown. Daylight saving time has just gone through in the East. 2 a.m. has just become 3 a.m. In the spring, the clocks move forward 1 hour, meaning the sun sets an hour later in the evening and rises an hour later in the morning. With the change, Americans lose an hour of sleep. Hawaii and most of Arizona do not observe. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Poker has gone from the smoky back rooms to the boardrooms.
British entrepreneur Joe Living runs Aces High, a firm that deals worksite workshops on poker. It began when she taught the game to her male friends.
And quickly saw them growing in confidence, closing client deals, and landing promotions.
She says poker skills translate to big business.
People think it's about bluff and bravado. There's so many skills from the poker table that are transferable to the boardroom table, from negotiation, communication, deep listening.
Media company manager David Minard says it's been effective at his office.
How we can learn about ourselves and hopefully, you know, develop our own skills of communication and reading other people.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
One person has died and several were injured as flooding rains lashed the Australian east coast, even though it avoided its first tropical cyclone in 51 years. Alfred has weakened to a tropical low and crossed the coast later Saturday. Matt Piper, CBS News.